It's time for Legacy Out Loud, a program featuring biblical truth about relationships for your whole family. And now the host of Legacy Out Loud, Carrie Abbott.
Well, happy Friday to you. Weekend is coming and it's Father's Day. And to celebrate Father's Day, we have a special surprise for you because we know that it isn't just mothers who think about parenting, it's also fathers. And I think often on Father's Day, fathers feel like, hey, how can we get the pep talk that says, hey, you got to do better? You know, you're not okay. We want dads to know not only are you okay, but if you're a man who has a place in your heart where you'd want to even broaden your family, make your family bigger. Maybe you and your wife are going through the process where you're actually struggling with infertility or you haven't had the beautiful privilege of parenting a child. We have a special story for you. And in studio with me is Maria Lancaster with Cedar Park Embryo Adoptions. And Maria is a friend of the Legacy Institute, a dear friend of mine, and doing an incredible ministry and work. So we've invited her in to introduce a special couple to you. So Maria, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always so much fun to be on here, especially when we have real live families in studio to be able to show off a little bit.
Yes.
And I'd like you all to meet Jeff and Leah, and they were privileged enough to have twins on the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July. Woohoo! I love it. Well, before we go to Jeff and Leah, let's explain to our listeners just briefly what does Cedar Park Embryo Adoptions actually do?
Well, we are an embryo adoption agency, and my husband and I adopted frozen embryos from another family that could have no more children, and we had our beautiful daughter, Alicia, who is also in studio babysitting a little on the floor here with our other little rugrats. And so my husband and I received this wonderful gift, and we decided that, you know, we should do what we could to help other people be able to also adopt embryos. So with Pastor Joe Featon, we formed Embryo Adoption Services of Cedar Park, and we had baby number 30 born the other day. So we're just super excited.
Wow, that's incredible. So in studio are Jeff and Leah, and welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's really a privilege to have you in here. We have had other couples who have their beautiful babies, some snowflake babies. You know, everybody has special names for babies who have gone through the process that we're talking about. But you are extra special. You have twins, which is very exciting. They were born on the 4th of July. And Wesley James and Jack William are in here in studio, adorable, standing by mommy and daddy or playing on the floor, whatever. If you hear baby noises, we're thrilled with that because we're big on babies and big about life. But can the two of you share with us a little bit about your own story, how you got to this place where you went through embryo adoptions? It's not your typical story still. It's pretty rare. And we'd love for you to share your story with us.
Sure, we'd love to share it. I think we met Maria in 2011. Is that correct? 2011. And after a couple of years of trying to have our own children and speaking with our doctor about whether or not that would be possible, we discovered that we would not be able to have our own children. And my father heard about embryo adoption on the radio and told me, and I mentioned it to Leah, and Leah, what was your reaction?
I was a little stunned, but it was not something I had ever heard of, but I knew it was something that I was just crazy enough to consider, even though it would be a new territory, a lot of people wouldn't understand it, but I knew that it was important. The cause of embryo adoption and also a really neat way to have our own family.
When you go through the process of being told by the doctor or figuring out yourself and then getting it confirmed medically that you're not able to biologically have children, it can be a very devastating process. Was that the case for the two of you?
Definitely.
Yeah, devastating was a good word for it. It felt pretty bad.
It felt like a death, and we had to grieve. And it was really hard.
I think it's important to say that because we're celebrating a happy reality that you now have these twins, but it took years to get to that place. And many people listening to us right now are very familiar with the devastation of infertility or somebody they know and love, and they feel like there are no other answers out there, or maybe the answers are too complicated or too expensive. One of the reasons that I'm such a fan of, one, understanding that embryos are a life, and we'll get back to that in a minute with Maria. But also that there are so many couples who are struggling and really want to parent, and to have this opportunity, did it feel just like, okay, we had to die to this old idea? But as you started to embrace the concept of possibly going through this process, what started to change in your own heart, Leah? Because as a woman, it's a very big choice to say, I've got to give up that idea of biologically having my own children.
Yeah, exactly. I had to grieve through that. And it was really challenging because I didn't know anyone else who had gone through this. So mm-hmm. I had a lot of conflicting thoughts of, you know, I should be excited about adoption. I should be excited about this. But yet I was still grieving mm-hmm. our loss. And yeah. So I had to work through that just through prayer, through reading scripture. You know, a lot of friends were so gracious and understanding, even though they hadn't experienced what I was experiencing, they were so compassionate good. And understanding. And so, yeah, just a lot of prayer and...
Yeah, and a lot of processing. And we need to be honest about that because these decisions are not made quickly. As you started to ponder this and pray about it, when did it feel right to both of you? How long did that take?
I would say it was pretty quick, maybe a few months, 2 months.
Wow, that is really... Yeah. That could be seen as quick, although you've been focused on having children for a while, and so you were already in that zone, as it were.
Yeah, we were ready to have a family, and mm-hmm. and I would just assume that it was God's confirmation that it happened in that short period of time, two mm-hmm. months, that we felt pretty certain that this was our path.
Okay, so once you figured that out, did you contact Maria then?
Yep.
Okay, so how does that work? You give her a call?
Or
did you email her?
I think we emailed her first mm-hmm. and got the information packet and, you know, shared it with our family and friends, what we had been considering. And she was so quick in getting back to us. That was part of our confirmation of like, wow, this is really happening, because we had pursued other adoptions. We were in the process of being licensed for foster care, and
okay.
we had started with other avenues that just weren't happening, and mm-hmm. and that was part of, for us, you know, a sign, if you want to say it that way, that this is definitely the way we want to go.
So Maria, once you hear from somebody mm-hmm. and they contact you, whether it's a phone call or an email, then you send out a packet that explains the process to them and all the things that they're going to have to consider?
We do. And it's a really extensive packet and answers a lot of questions that people have initially. And we kind of know what those questions are now. So that packet really tries to address, you know, the key topics that people are really worried about.
And what are some of those? The top of the list. I know there's a lot of things to think
how
about.
Long does it take? How much does it cost? Do you charge for rematching? You know, will you work with our doctor in Tennessee or Tukwila mm-hmm. or wherever? Do we have to, you know, have a home study done by our own social worker, or do you have a social worker? Just those kind of mechanical questions. But also people have questions about, you know, is this right? Moral questions, ethical
yes.
questions. And we try to address that too. And how we feel about it is that, you know, an embryo is a human life. It is in the freezer that is invisible, but is known to the mind and eyes of God. And it's our job to act on that knowledge and do what we can to get them out of the freezer.
And not addressing how that took place or the ethics of the process that happened there. That's not the point of Embryo Adoption Services of Cedar Park. It is that the reality is these lives exist. They are in the freezer. And it's such a shocking reality to people that this has been going on. But there are hundreds of thousands of frozen embryos, correct?
About a million.
Okay, about a million.
In the United States. And so, and it's a great... it's a great dilemma for the donor families. In fact, I was just on my way here. I was having a conversation with a mom who today we just moved her embryos to an adopting family.
Oh, wow.
And the closure of that conversation. And she said that, you know, a family anonymously donated some money so that they could do IVF. And she wanted to give back. And so she wanted to give her embryos to another family because someone helped them. And the debate about is IVF right or wrong isn't, you know, I just...
That's not your issue.
It's not my issue. The issue is once they're in the freezer, we're called to try to help families get them out.
Indeed. And the fact that that's even possible. Now, a couple of the other logistics, I know people are always intrigued by the stories, and we're going to get back to our beautiful couple and their twin sons, but I do want to ask a couple things. Mm-hmm. Is it cheaper than a regular adoption?
Yes, it's very affordable. I mean, our fees, quite frankly, are $4,800, and that is the lowest fee in the nation, and we do all the legal work, and if it's appropriate, we will rematch people for free. If they did not really get a real chance at a pregnancy, we will rematch them at no fee.
And there is a home study that is done, correct?
We have a social worker that I fly all over the country. So we have our own social worker from Washington State that flies to all the states.
Wow.
So we know exactly where we're sending these embryos.
Okay. And then there are a lot of other logistical issues. But the fact is, when you got this packet, Jeff and Leah, did it make you feel pretty good that they knew what they were talking about, that this service is well planned and all the details were worked out? Was it then a matter of just emotionally, are we ready for this kind of a process?
Yeah, definitely. We had been, like I said, we had been through other adoption agencies and mountains of paperwork, and their paperwork didn't seem too intimidating. And actually, at the time, I don't know if you still do this, but they were willing to accept a home study that we had already completed.
Wow.
And if anyone's gone through adoption, they know that that takes hours, sometimes multiple trips back out to your house.
Oh,
so that was, you know, another thing that meant a lot to us that we didn't have to go through that again.
Right.
So, yeah, it was very surmountable to us.
That, you know, having gone through a painful emotional journey, the last thing a person needs is more hurdles. So when you get to the possible, you know, hey, this might be for us, it's so exciting. Listen, we need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the details, you know, not too many details, but the details of the process. And you can introduce your sons to us who were born on the 4th of July. They're so cute. You should see them. They're in studio running around here with Alicia, who's watching them. And we don't mind. She's like, hey, have them be quiet. No, I say, speak up, men. We need young men who are going to speak up. You're starting right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
A new sponsor on Legacy Out Loud, Mulberry Tree Marketing, is an innovative specialty marketing and promotional products company. I'm excited to introduce them to you because they've created wonderful products for several of our Legacy events, including tote bags and pens, and they're ready to do the same for you. Would your business or nonprofit like to increase brand awareness and loyalty with your customers? Let Mulberry Tree Marketing help you come up with a dynamic campaign utilizing logo wear, customized golf balls, or slogan mugs, just to name a few ideas from among their thousands of products. Mulberry Tree Marketing works with organizations of any size because they have a price point for everyone and personalized customer service. Let Mary from Mulberry Tree Marketing take good care of you like she has done so many times for Legacy. Call 425-398-8733. That's 425-398-8733 or mulberrytreemarketing.com.
Great news for homeschool families. The Legacy Institute has a licensing agreement that allows their innovative Relationships with Integrity curriculum to be used at home or in a co-op with up to 5 families in sets that are almost half off the regular retail price. That's right. Legacy's kindergarten through high school resources are now more affordable than ever to families at home. There's no more important job for a parent than to help your sons and daughters understand truth as it relates to their relationship with God and others. Legacy's Biblical Relationship Worldview curriculum does just that by putting parents in the driver's seat. Children of all ages love Relationships with Integrity, and you'll be thankful for this intentional roadmap. For more information, go to thelegacyinstitute.com and click on our homeschool page or call 425-485-5346. Again, that's thelegacyinstitute.com.
At Embryo Adoption Services of Cedar Park, we're devoted to uniting families for life. Every embryo is a precious gift of matchless value, a human being at its earliest stages. Our goal is to bring families together and offer embryos a chance to be born for the sake of their own lives and for the infinite number of future generations. Founded in 2008, couples that have remaining embryos from fertility treatments donate their embryos for placement in loving homes. Adopting families are matched with appropriate donor families with the best interests of the yet-to-be-born children. We're a full-service embryo donation and adoption service. We also provide counseling, home studies, and do the necessary legal work to complete the adoption process between the families. Services available nationwide and internationally on a case-by-case basis. For more information about our resources and programs, please give us a call or visit us online today.
Call Embryo Adoption Services of Cedar Park at 1-888-959-7712 or visit their website at adoptembryos.org. That's adoptembryos.org.
And now back to more of Legacy Out Loud with your host, Carrie Abbott.
In studio with me are two of the cutest little guys you've ever seen. Wesley James, Jack William, they were born on the 4th of July. They were what some might call snowflake babies, frozen embryos, a real true life with all the DNA blueprint. Everything is in there. And through the process of whether it was IVF, whatever the process was, these embryos, about a million, you said, Maria Lancaster, mm-hmm. who's one of my guests in studio, about a million of these frozen embryos now because of all the different processes that people have gone through waiting to be adopted by families. And the process itself is so new to people. Can you just explain what happens logistically? We have this embryo who is in the freezer, and the embryo actually gets thawed out to a point and then transferred into the womb of a woman, correct?
Yes, it's actually more simple than The longer I do this, the more simple I realize it
yes,
really is.
Yes.
The embryos are in the freezer. We move them using a company that transports stuff that has to be frozen mm-hmm. down to minus 200 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And we ship them across the country or wherever we need to send them to the adopting
mm-hmm.
family.
Mm-hmm.
And they are merely thawed out in a dish and transferred simply with a small catheter through the cervix into the womb of the adopting mother. It's completely painless, takes about 5 minutes, and then you go home and wait 9 days for a positive pregnancy test. And I find that completely miraculous because
it
in 9 days, you will have HCG levels from that child in the mother from the embryo implanting and becoming known to the mother's body.
Right. And the fact that the mother's body is able to receive that new life, not mm-hmm. consider it foreign, but actually receive it. And mm-hmm. so the mother has the privilege of actually carrying the child to term, which is one of the reasons this is such a precious process, is that these women who've wanted to have a child actually get to go through the pregnancy, which some might say, you know, I'm not sure that's the easiest part because I've done pregnancy a number of times. But it is when you start to bond with your child, right, Leah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I was so proud of Leah, too, because she went like full term with
full
twins.
Term full, with twins.
Full term
and
with
you're
twins.
Little. Yes.
She's little.
She's little, people.
So
this is really, was the whole process exciting? Once you made the decision as a couple, Jeff and Leah, did you feel like, okay, here we go? And were you, did the first transfer take? I mean, no? Okay, so tell us about that.
Yeah, the first transfer didn't take, and I guess that would just highlight the importance of embryo adoption because we really felt disappointed, for lack of a better word,
sure.
that one of these million embryos did not make it. But the next time, maybe 2 months later, a month later, decided to implant two. And we were hoping for twins and blessed. I think I was even hoping for two boys, so I was further blessed. And then we went through the long 10-month waiting game.
Okay. So you, and obviously have twins, so things went right. Were you excited once you realized, okay, this is a viable pregnancy, everything is working well, and you just took care of yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, we were very cautious at first to get excited because
yeah.
of how long we had been waiting
right.
to be pregnant. We didn't know at what point to
celebrate.
Yes. But, as time went on, yeah, it was really neat to bond in that way, to have that experience, to bond with my friends who had babies
yeah.
and to know, what it was like to care for them even at that stage and then even when they were born, to be able to take them to their first doctor's appointment, a lot of times you don't get to do
in other adoptions.
In other
that
adoptions.
Is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that was just something that we talked about that was really special, to just have them from the very beginning and see everything.
Indeed. And they are hearing your voices from the beginning, which you're both bonding with them. But it is Father's Day coming up this weekend, and I'm looking at a dad who's pretty excited and very proud of these two twin sons that he has roaming our studio. Why don't, Alicia, can you bring the babies over? We want to let them get on the mic if we can or say something there. We want, for posterity's sake, we have to hear from Wesley James and Jack William. You should see them, ladies and gentlemen. They're just little guys, little boys with all the boy testosterone. Look at them. Oh, my goodness. They're so cute. You want to say hi in the mic? Yes, you do. I'm sure. Okay. They're grabbing the mic. They're trying to hurt the mic. I love that.
They're touching the mic.
It. It's fine if they touch it.
Say hi. Say hi, Wesley.
So they're being shy. Maybe they won't go into radio. Not sure. Probably. Not sure. That's okay. So you'll hear them talking in the background. You two go ahead and hold them. So, Maria, what is the thing that is so exciting for you as you look at these children? You should see Maria. She's like a proud grandmother. This has now happened 30 times.
I'm not like a proud grandmother.
You are a proud grandmother. Yes, indeed.
And, no, it's just wonderful for me to see, you know, a family who didn't have children to have their arms both full.
Yes.
And through the miracle of embryo adoption, and where there's a family that made these embryos available to this couple.
Yes.
Who now know that these children are born, who have pictures of these children, who are in a relationship with this family, and they have children. So they will all be able to know each other someday. And that is the gift of embryo adoption, is that the donating family not only gave them this gift, but they will receive the gift back of being able to know these children.
And that open kind of adoption may seem new to people. I mean, let's be honest, embryo adoption is just, it's so new to people still. And we try to really delicately explain this process because it's so sacred on one hand and so simple that it's hard for us to grasp. But here we are looking at these boys who were frozen embryos. But if we had a glimpse in the biological, beautiful providential process, as we call it, of how babies are created, we would be shocked by how simple and sacred and profound it is inside the womb and the process that God has outlined. So the fact that we get to have a little glimpse at any stage is amazing. But here we have these two lives. Okay, so Leah and Jeff, they're almost one. You're planning their first birthday. What's it been like to be parents now that you've gone through the journey of not being able to be parents and clamoring for that? We know you're sleep deprived. Come on, tell us it's true, but you're happy. Look at the smile on your face.
They sleep pretty well. It's gone almost in a too good to be true way. Yeah. They've been great kids. We've only maybe had one scare along the way. Wesley needed a surgery at 3 weeks for his stomach.
Oh, goodness.
But they've been a blessing. They've been consuming, but it's been worth it. And everyone, every parent, every friend of mine always said that, and I didn't really understand it or believe it until we experienced it ourselves. But it's been amazing to be parents.
Here you are. You're going to celebrate Father's Day with your two sons.
Your first Father's Day,
actually. Your first Father's Day, which we're thrilled to have you celebrate with us on the show. But really, you've just explained so beautifully what it means. But as a father, and now that you're a father and not just a husband, although that's a beautiful job as well and a beautiful relationship, how has it affected you as a man? I mean, really?
At my age, I'm in my 30s, it seems like it's kind of completed my story a little bit. And I'm just at the beginning of raising them, but it feels great to go to work in the morning knowing that my wife is at home taking care of these boys and training them and raising them up into being fine young men. So it's just I feel very content.
Oh, that's a beautiful word. And Leah, you're just smiling ear to ear. This is just such a, how fun to hear him talk like this. Your husband, whom you clearly respect, but isn't it just precious to see what your sons have done in his life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I remember when we were told at the ultrasound, you know, that we were having a boy. You know, the first one is a boy, and he smiled, and then the next one is a boy. And he just had that smile that you couldn't wipe off, you know, his face. And it was really neat to know that, he was going to get to be a dad to sons, and it's brought us closer through the challenges and the blessings. You know, it's it's been really neat to see him as a dad, and he's absolutely exceeded my expectations.
That is so sweet and so powerful as we celebrate the life of a baby can do, whether through adoption, through biology, whatever range we can look at children and say we're better men and women when we take on the nurture of a child. It changes who we are. We just have a brief moment left before it's time to go. And Maria, how can people find out how they can get involved in going through this adoption
That's
process?
That's easy. They can go right to our website, adoptembryos.org. Adoptembryos.org, or even if you Google Cedar Park embryo adoption or some combination thereof, you will find us.
And for those who are considering this but still on the fence, they've heard a couple of these stories, they've heard you a couple times, what's positive word to leave them with? Just what, say something that you think would the person needs to hear who might be considering this but is still a little afraid.
You know, I think it just boils down to just take the first step. Call and order an information packet. Mm. And we tell people, you know, it's a calling and God will confirm it if it's your path.
There you go. And I love that attitude because nobody's trying to force anybody to do anything. Mm-hmm. But what a joy. You should be here in the studio seeing this, the beautiful faces of these kids, the very content, that's the right word, Jeff, the content look on the face of a mom and a dad who believe that God has gifted them mightily. And we're all thrilled for you, and have a fabulous birthday party on the 4th of July. We'll be thinking about you and all the fun you're having with your sons. Thank you both for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And Maria, it's always great to have you in studio, my friend. Continue the great work and ministry that you're doing. We're just so proud of you. Listen, if you've heard this story and you know somebody who is struggling with infertility or somebody who just wants to learn more about how they can support life in a very unique way, I want you to contact Maria and at Go ahead one more time.
Adoptembryos.org.
There we go. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day, and we'll see you all next time.
You've been listening to Legacy Out Loud with Carrie Abbott. The Legacy Out Loud program is a ministry of the Legacy Institute and is listener supported. Please donate today to keep this program on the air. To contact the Legacy Institute, write to Post Office Box 82746, Kenmore, Washington 98028. The phone number is 425-485-5346 and online at thelegacyinstitute.com.